Happy Tuesday morning, all. We are the Junks. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, go to CropMetcalf.com. Do that today. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes, where you find me on the Twitter. Please give a follow if you're not already. I'm joined this morning by John Paul Flynn.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello. Jason Bishop is here.
Morning, boys. Morning.
Hello. Good morning to you. And Eric Bickle.
Thank you for Venmo. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I've made everybody whole except for Mike Marr. I don't know his Venmo off the top of my head, but I will get it. So I will ship him the $80 in a bit.
Oh, that's silly. I'm so psyched we hit it.
Doesn't hurt. Now,
by the way, it went years when we were just doing the parlay, just picking winners.
Yeah.
And we hit it once or twice, maybe.
Feels good when you hit a parlay.
We've hit it now twice in the first 6 weeks.
Yeah.
The touchdown parlay.
It's pretty impressive.
I give Drabby and Valdez, whoever came up with the idea, I give you guys credit.
Anytime you hit a parlay, it's a good feeling. Same game parlay, three-legger in the Monday night game last night.
Nice.
Feels good.
What were the three legs?
What were the three legs? Hold on. My brain is a little...
I know you took over.
Josh Allen, anytime touchdown.
All right.
Okay. Bills, money line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dalton Kincaid, yardage.
Oh, hit.
So Josh Allen ran for one.
He did.
Mm. Kincaid finished with 51 yards receiving. What was the over?
I think it was 39 and a hook.
All right.
So pretty close.
And the third leg?
And the Bills win.
Bills won 23-20.
They were the favorites.
Crazy. It was a high-scoring first half.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Jets scored on a Hail Mary at the end of the first half, but then there was very little scoring in the second half.
Well, there should have been, but there were a bunch of missed field goals. I mean, it was kind of a poop show.
Well, I think one of the biggest plays is when Josh Allen fumbled at the end of the first half at the Jets 11. I think they were at the 11.
Yeah.
There were Jets everywhere. Not one of the Jets fell on the ball.
That's right.
The offensive lineman fell on the ball. Next play, they throw a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So they were up 13-10 at the time. And, you know, that could have been a huge chain of events to flip the field and then not allow the Bills to go in with a touchdown. Now,
yeah, but it would have ended up the same because let's say that they fumble and the Jets recover.
Yeah.
They're probably not going to score because there's not much time left.
No, I understand.
And they scored on a Hail Mary. So it ended up 3 points
at
the half.
I know, but still, you don't know that at the time.
Yeah.
So they took that 20-10 lead. That was pretty big.
The real stars of the game, let's be honest, the refs. I mean, there were so many flags.
There were a lot of flags.
I love that
there were over
football.
20.
I'm clearly a consumer of the product. But I think there were at least 22 penalties.
Yeah.
The most, I think, in the entire league.
Both teams had 11.
Wow.
Then that was the game for you last night.
Both teams had 11 penalties.
I know I'm in the minority because everyone in the world hates Aaron Rodgers. I felt bad for him. He had thrown a dime earlier between. Do you remember that one he threw with about 3 minutes left, like 25 yards downfield. I don't even know how that guy caught it. And then he throws that deep ball with 2 minutes left or so. The receiver falls down. He may have thrown a pick anyway. I don't know.
Kind of threw the receiver under the bus after the game.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
He also had Breece Hall
that
wide
he was
open on that play.
He said he was throwing a blind, I might be messing up the terms, but blind to the seam, and he went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed to throw him under the bus.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Brian Clark said something about Aaron Rodgers.
He fell down. I mean,
Brian Clark said something about Aaron Rodgers, and it did resonate with me. Because Aaron, he said, first of all, Aaron Rodgers is the best thrower of the football he's ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And that it doesn't add up that he's only won one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That there's something about Aaron Rodgers.
Could be.
And it's personality, it's leadership. I don't know.
Do you think he's a great teammate? I mean, he doesn't seem like it. I mean,
I have no idea. I like watching him throw. And I just felt bad for him. Because, you know, like Cakes has already written him off. This is the last year of his career. Probably is. Who knows? I have no idea. So just watching.
I mean, he still can throw the ball. I just think his body is going to betray him eventually.
Well, he's getting hit a lot.
Right. Like,
you know, he can't move like
he's still got talent, but like, yeah, he can't get out of the way of a pass rush anymore. Whereas he used to have that skill set.
I still think that last throw, I mean, I know the receiver fell down, but it was still underthrown. It wasn't a great ball.
I'm going to say, that's why I said it might have been intercepted anyway, but you had no shot when the guy falls down. Couldn't even really fight for
it. So that's back-to-back weeks that he threw
Yeah.
A game-ending interception when they were driving down to possibly tie or win the game.
Uh-huh. For sure. But, I mean, his kicker missed at least one field goal. The other kicker, I think, missed a field goal and an extra point.
Right.
I mean, the wind was howling.
Bass missed one field goal. And an extra point. Zuerlein missed two field goals.
Yeah. Right.
So, there was, four kicks missed?
Yeah, yeah. It was kind of a poop show last night.
Safe to say that Aaron Rodgers' Jets tenure is not going the way he planned it.
Well, especially not going the way anybody planned it.
Like, losing an entire year and playing, what was it, four possessions?
Mm-hmm.
Four plays in the first year. And now this year, they're 2-4. And, I mean, that team's not making the playoffs.
Probably not.
Doesn't look like
not
it.
For, I mean, not
playing a season.
I wouldn't write them off quite just yet because they do have a great defense.
I was watching the Manning cast.
Well, they're going to have to beat Pittsburgh and New England next 2 weeks. Yeah. Both of them on the road, so that'll get them back to 500. But if they go 1-1 or 0-2, obviously 0-2, they're done. 1-1, they're probably done.
I was watching the Manning cast last night with Bill Belichick. All right, so the first half apparently is Bill Belichick. Then he brings in the loser guests, and. Belichick, very critical of the Jets. He openly says he doesn't like the Jets, and he was head coach of the Jets for 2 days on two different occasions.
It doesn't even count.
It's his joke. But he was a big Robert Saleh defender when I was listening.
Really?
Yeah.
That was his guy.
Well, he was like, Saleh had a tough defense, and he was talking about kind of the character of the team. And just he was trashing the Jets organization.
Yeah, well, a lot of people trash Woody Johnson.
Yeah.
I think he's widely regarded as a buffoon, Woody Johnson.
Yeah. I will say in his defense, again, I don't know the guy at all. They say it was his first time in 28 years that he fired a coach midseason.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good track record.
I know we're going to get into it a little bit later. Can I just say I'm on tilt this morning?
Okay.
And I could have been late this morning because I spent 10 minutes this morning. I'm getting ready to shave. And I stepped on a tiny shard of glass.
Oh.
So it gets into my foot.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom of my foot. I haven't seen the bottom of my foot in years. Do you know how hard it is to see the bottom of your foot?
Unless you're super flexible.
It's pretty much
essentially,
impossible.
Unless you got a essentially get a splinter.
Yeah.
Okay? So I spent like 10 minutes trying like this. And then trying to find tweezers to get into my hard-ass foot.
Oh.
And I'm still walking around right now with a piece of glass, a tiny little piece of glass, in the bottom of my foot.
Well, I don't know.
And I just found,
I'd call in sick. I don't even know how you can function.
I found one. Yeah, I didn't want to wake up my wife. I knew she has regular tweezers, but she has, you know, makeup brushes and all this stuff all over the sink. I couldn't find. I found, like, one pathetic tweezer, which was probably some sort of female eyelash tweezer something.
It's not heavy duty.
It's not a regular tweezer where you can dig into the skin.
It's not for splinters.
So I couldn't dig into the skin. Then I actually used, how about this? I tried using my razor. Because it's like, well, maybe if I just use my razor.
You're doing like minor surgery.
Yes, I got my leg all wrenched up and my foot, and I'm using a razor to try and dig it out. I couldn't dig it out. and I'm like half worried I'll get a staph infection. And next thing you know, I'll have a gangrene, and they'll have to amputate my foot.
Well,
see what happens when you try to shave before the show. That should be a lesson that you learn.
Where was the shard of glass again? I didn't even understand.
We have a little carpet in our bathroom, and so it was a tiny, like shard of glass. I don't even know that's right because it's like, you know, there's like a little. I mean, about the size of a quarter of a fingernail.
Mm-hmm.
A tiny little piece of glass happened to be on this carpet, and it got on my foot, and I can't get it out.
Oh, well, I don't know how you're functioning.
Essentially a splinter.
I would leave.
How do you even get to the bottom of your foot? I'm going to need my wife to get it out.
Yeah, you can't unless you're super flexible.
And then, by the way, then I was bleeding all over the bathroom, and then I got to clean up the blood.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Took a shower, blood.
Yeah.
Then put a Band-Aid on it. Do you know that Band-Aids, they're not going to stay to the bottom of your foot? That's an impossibility.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough spot.
Because it's right on the
arch.
You
have to wrap it like all the way around. Yeah,
I'm going
to
wrap it for a little speck of glass.
Need some gauze, brother.
I don't even know how you're functioning. If I had a piece of glass in my foot, the world craters until I get it out. And nothing else matters.
When's the last time you looked at the bottom of your foot?
I can't even recall. My heel? Yeah. Never.
My skin there?
You know the answer to that. Yeah. I mean, you keep asking. No one looks at the bottom of their foot.
Does anybody have, you know how Cakes brags about his soft hands?
Yeah, very soft.
Does anybody have soft feet?
No, your feet are definitely hard. They're hardened on the bottom.
I don't know. I don't look at them. I just cut my toenails the other day. It's disgusting.
Here, right?
No, those are my fingernails. See, I'm not biting my nails anymore because the last time I bit my nails, my tooth disintegrated. My nails harder
How's your
than
tooth
my tooth.
Doing? Can I see that your mouth?
On?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a big hole.
A big hole in your mouth.
Yeah,
there is. But I mean, half the tooth is there. It's just.
It is. I can't see it.
It's under.
It's under what?
In other words, the whole root is there.
Well, there's no visible tooth.
No,
there's
right
a
here.
Big.
It's a little bit right there.
He has a nub.
A nub.
Is it a half tooth?
So what happened is the crown fell off, and then just little chunks of it fell off. And I'm too lazy to go back to the dentist. I'm always at the dentist.
Sure, you're always there.
I have so many issues. I'll get it fixed. And the worst thing is I'm actually terrified of them saying that they just need to pull it because I got one pulled about 2 years ago, and I just can't believe, I said it at the time, I can't believe in 2024 that they basically climb on top of you with pliers and pull your tooth out. Like, we have not advanced.
I mean,
we have not advanced.
Is that how cavemen were getting teeth out?
Yeah.
Probably
I'm telling
much more
you,
rudimentary method, of
we
course.
We have not advanced in the tooth pulling game.
Dental science is still way behind.
I mean, it is, and it's just nerve wracking. You hear it cracking, and it's just.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not a pleasant experience.
You can't laser a tooth out at this point.
They haven't
perfected that technology.
I was like, just knock me out, carve me up. But I mean, just to be awake and have you climb on top of me and have like two ladies hold my hands.
I mean, seriously, Elon Musk is developing robots that are going to live in your house and like clean your house, fold your laundry. Like, watch your kids.
Not in my house, but
you can't figure out better dentistry in 2024.
Well, I will say this for Elon. I'm not into robots. I'm not even into Mars. I can care less about that.
Yeah.
But watching that rocket booster land back in the thing.
That's pretty impressive.
Is maybe the most impressive technical thing I've ever
usually
seen.
Usually a rocket, when it blasts off, that's just done.
That booster goes
into
the ocean.
That rocket is just it's over with.
Did you ever see that video, Jason, where the rocket booster went back into the thing?
Yeah.
That is impressive.
I saw it on the news yesterday.
That is insane.
I won't let his car drive me around.
No.
I'm not
how long did it say they were going to take? Is it going to take to get to Jupiter?
Jupiter?
I think they're trying to go to Mars, not Jupiter.
No, they're sending one to Jupiter.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, that I don't
they
know.
They might be sending a rocket there. I don't think they're sending humans.
No,
there.
They're sending a rocket.
Oh, I have
And
no
I was
idea.
Wondering how long they're going to send.
I have no idea.
You followed it more than me.
100 years? I mean,
I have to go through my brain and start at Mercury to figure out which planet is Jupiter. So that's after Mars, directly after Mars.
I don't know the order.
He knows all the letters.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter.
Here's when I lost interest in the planets. As soon as they told me Pluto wasn't a planet anymore, I said,
punched out.
I'm out on planets. Yeah. Officially.
I'm out on this whole idea of occupying Mars. I think it is the single dumbest thing ever. But that's a remarkable
that is an impressive
technological achievement.
It is.
Hey, if you get to Mars, you might not have traffic, though.
You also don't have oxygen.
You don't have food. You don't have fantasy football.
Literally. Talk about it. I saw Matt Damon growing vegetables.
All he ate was potatoes for like years. See how skinny he was? He was wasting away. He's just lucky to be alive.
But I did see a video of Elon like 16 years ago, because I think he retweeted it. Of him saying that he thought that it was impossible to he said the whole way to be able to colonize Mars is you have to have reusable rocket boosters so that you can constantly go back and forth.
Right.
And he said, I thought it was impossible until I did some math. And he said, the gravity's just about right. Like, I think we can do this. Mm-hmm. And 16 years later, they figured it out.
Right.
Unbelievable. I mean, listen, I know people don't like him now because of his politics, and I don't care about half the stuff he does. That guy's going to go down as one of the biggest geniuses ever.
He's certainly an innovator. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
No doubt. I don't care what you think of his politics. The guy's a friggin' genius.
All right, here it is. So they launched it 2 days ago.
Okay.
It's 1.8 billion miles away. It's going to take 6 years for the rocket to get there.
It's crazy.
Okay, now here's my follow-up. What is the rocket going to do when it arrives in 6 years?
It's going to investigate the Jupiter ocean moon Europa, whatever that means.
Okay. I mean, there has to be a purpose for shooting a rocket to Jupiter.
Yeah. They're looking for extraterrestrial life. That's what they're looking for.
Yeah. Trained in a silly song about Jupiter back in the day.
That was a
Drops
good one.
Of Jupiter.
Drops of Jupiter is a pretty good one.
They did.
It's pretty
they
solid. Did.
Back to the shard of glass in my foot.
Yeah.
Just use splinter. What happens if you never take the splinter out?
I mean, you definitely get an infection.
You got to take it out.
There's possibility.
Doesn't it hurt every time you step on it?
Yeah, I'm walking kind of like with the foot.
You got to go somewhere. You got to go to a clinic or something.
Your wife either has to extract it, and if she can't, you have to go to like an urgent care.
You got to Google how to extract. Did you Google how to extract it?
And then if that doesn't happen,
what do you mean?
Foot amputation.
I think there's certain. I think there's like.
I'm not a Googler when it comes to health.
It's not necessarily a strong health thing, but it could tell you how to get rid of splinters and stuff. Sometimes it's like a liquid.
I think I know how to. I got to freaking get a tweezer and get in there.
Yeah.
It's just hard to get into my foot.
Well, I would maybe consider Googling because there's like...
Or YouTube it.
It's like, thing. It's like there's like baking soda. There's something you could do.
Get me scoffing at it.
Like, I know, I scoff at it.
A billion people every day. YouTube, like how to blank.
Just keep walking on the shard of glass.
Yeah, you keep getting your foot infected.
I had to get to work.
I would have gone straight to the ER. And I don't like going to the doctor, but I could not function with glass in my foot.
Got a lot coming up on a Tuesday show here on the Junks. Ben Vallin from the Boston Globe covers the NFL for them. He'll join us at 7:20. We'll go around the league with him. Barry Zwerluga, Washington Post sports columnist, will join us at 8:20. And we'll be joined by Jonathan Allen from your Washington Commanders for his weekly hit. He joins us at 9 a.m. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page, cover some playoff baseball and more. We'll do that next on The Fan.